This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Explosions lit up the night sky over the Gaza border near southern Israel. Israel on Sunday rejected growing calls for a ceasefire in Gaza, with military specialists saying that forces are set to intensify their operations against Palestinian Islamist group Hamas, with no time frame set up for their activities. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made an unannounced visit to the occupied West Bank on Sunday, where Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas pushed for an immediate Israeli ceasefire after a strike on a refugee camp killed dozens of people. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Abbas called the Gaza assault, quote, a war of genocide and destruction at the hands of the Israeli war machine. But Blinken, on a regional tour to try to stop the war from spreading, has resisted calls by Arab leaders for a ceasefire for fear it would benefit Hamas. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said there'd be no ceasefire until the return of all the more than 240 hostages captured by Hamas during the October 7th attacks, which Israel says also killed 1,400 people.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Gaza's Hamas government suspended the evacuation of foreign passport holders to Egypt for a second day in a row Sunday after Israel refused to allow some injured Palestinians to be evacuated, Egyptian and Palestinian officials said. A senior U.S. official said on Friday efforts to get foreign nationals out of Gaza had been held up by Hamas's attempt to get its own wounded fighters to be evacuated through Rafah. About one-third of wounded Palestinians on the list were